four. Okay. Line four. Let's go to line four. Hello. Is it Marcia?
Hi. It's Marcia.
Marcia, you've actually called me.
Yeah, I
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Marcia Hines, by the way. I was trying to get her to call me a little while ago. Oh, hi,
Happy
Marcia.
New Year, Happy New Year.
God, so good to talk
to you.
How
are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. And thank you for your call. Are you still in Brizzy?
Yeah, we're getting ready to do Shrek. I think we open on the 9th of this month. But, you know, it's just amazing because Brisbane's done so incredibly well with the COVID thing. So it looks like we'll be performing to 100% audiences.
Fantastic.
Like, wow.
Oh, that's great. And how's your health? All good?
Thank you. God bless you for asking. Yes, I'm good. You know, I'm still here, Mike.
and you're still singing off a storm. I tell you what, I saw you at Harry's memoriam that afternoon with Trevor White and I were together. And mate, you nailed it. I mean, you're still singing so good. You really are.
Oh, that was for Harry, though, you know. I mean, if it wasn't for Harry and Miller, I wouldn't be in this country. So, so look, all is well. You know, I'm just sort of hanging out in Brisbane. We did rehearsals yesterday, of course, and then they let us off a little bit early. And today was just a day to chill out, and so I did just that. And then tomorrow, I think, is the same. And then Sunday, we actually take up residence at QPAC.
Ah, fantastic. And just briefly tell us what you're doing in Shrek. What are you playing a part? Or what are you throwing on a uniform? What are you doing?
Well, look, the truth of the matter is, for those people, hopefully, who have seen Shrek, the cartoon, I am playing the dragon, and I'm the dragon who's in love with Donkey.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. And the show is fantastic because for those people who haven't seen it, I would suggest they see the cartoon. But the first cartoon, it's verbatim. It's just like, I remember watching rehearsals in Sydney some time ago when we first started, and it was like watching the cartoon come to life on stage. And you know what, Mike? We need some joy. We need some
joy because
things are crazy. I just heard that announcement you made about Canberra. And people, all people want to do right now is just want to see their people because, you know, it's the festive season and this is when we all catch up,
Correct.
And so, and so hopefully that's what we'll bring to, you know.
We need a bit of what you're doing. Absolutely. We need a lot of what you're doing. What am I talking about? But we also need that escapism for a lot of people. And we've got thousands of listeners listening right now up in the Brisbane area and whatever. So no doubt they'll be able to. Where is it going to be on again? Just tell us where it's going to be on.
It's on at QPAC. Yeah, Brisbane's biggest theater, you know. So,
QPAC.
Just on the river. But, you know, also I wanted to say how wonderful it was to see your face the other day because we had that great big tribute for Jeannie Little.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, absolutely.
You were kind enough to put some footage together.
Yeah.
That was really so lovely. She was really quite an amazing woman,
Sure was.
And yes, I know you knew her. So, and it was just so nice to see who rolled up to pay their respects. It was a lovely thing, but it was good to see your face.
No, well, thank you so much. Very kind of you. Look, we were very close, Jenny and I, and we did lots of things together on the show and we had a lot of fun. But what you saw was what you get, what you got. A lot of people thought it was some sort of an act, but that was her. That was Jenny. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't put on because I actually had the pleasure of living with Jenny when we did Jerry's Girls,
So
she was my roomie. She's a very deep, she was a very deep person such a good-hearted woman. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. When I saw who showed up at her memorial, you could see that she was really adored, truly adored.
Gosh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Marcia, it is so lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling. I was just trying to think when I was trying to get you to call me. It was last week, I think. It was Christmas Eve, I think, or Christmas. Yeah, it was Christmas morning, in fact. I had a whole host of mates on, and Doug Parkinson, Normie Rowe, and a whole host of people on. That was okay. But I'm glad you took the time to ring us this morning.
Absolutely.
I love you dearly,
You're
as you know.
You're a good man. Right. I hope you're enjoying yourself. And look, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners around, you know.
Thanks, Marcia.
In Sydney, in Queensland, and around Australia.
God bless you.
We've done well. We've got to do a little bit better.
We have to do better right now. Marcia Hines, thank you so much for your call. You look after yourself and chookers for a great season
thank
with
you.
Shrek. All right?
God bless you too.
Marcia Hines, bye-bye. Folks. See you, mate. All the best. Good friend, Marcia Hines. What a lovely lady. And boy, I'm telling you, she can really sing. She has the best chops in the world. She really does.